Herbalism, a practical guide to herbal magic and green witchcraft. Radically improve the effectiveness of healing herbs by matching the energetic healing power of plants with people. Written by Michael Stockman. Chapter 1. The essential medicinal plants every survivalist needs. A well-prepared survivalist knows that a first aid kit, stocked with bandages and antiseptics, is only part of the solution. When medical supplies run out or expire, having a dependable collection of medicinal plants is what will keep you and your loved ones alive and healthy. Building an herbal first aid kit is not just about tossing a few dried leaves into a bag. It is about selecting powerful, multi-purpose plants that can address the most common and dangerous health problems you may face in a survival situation. These plants must be reliable, easy to identify, and versatile enough to treat a wide range of injuries and illnesses. Every survivalist should prioritize stocking herbs with antiseptic, anti-inflammatory, pain-relieving, and immune-boosting properties. Yarrow is one of the most important plants to include because of its ability to stop bleeding and prevent infection from open wounds. Whether used as a fresh poultice or a dried powder, yarrow is an irreplaceable ally in the field. Plantain is another critical addition, known for its ability to draw out toxins from bites and stings while soothing irritated skin. For digestive distress, peppermint and ginger are vital, as they can reduce nausea, ease cramps, and calm an upset stomach, conditions that are common when food and water sources are compromised. No kit is complete without echinacea, a natural immune system booster that helps the body fight off infections before they take hold. In colder climates or during flu season, elderberry becomes essential for reducing the severity and duration of respiratory illnesses. Willow bark, often referred to as nature's aspirin, is invaluable for managing pain, inflammation, and fever without needing over-the-counter medication. To calm anxiety and promote rest, chamomile and valerian root are indispensable, especially in high-stress environments where sleep can be scarce. These are not exotic plants found only in faraway lands. Many of them grow in backyards, vacant lots, and forests, waiting to be used by those who understand their value. Your herbal first aid kit should include dried herbs, tinctures, salves, and teas made from these plants, ensuring you have multiple ways to administer treatment depending on the situation. A properly stocked herbal kit does more than treat wounds and illnesses. It provides peace of mind. It guarantees that when the drugstore shelves are empty and medical help is hours or days away, you are still prepared. You have within your reach the ability to treat infection, ease pain, support the immune system, and address the most pressing health concerns that arise during any emergency. In building your kit with these essential medicinal plants, you are creating a portable pharmacy that runs on knowledge, not electricity, and never runs out as long as you learn how to cultivate, harvest, and replenish your supply. How to source, store, and prepare herbal remedies. Knowing which plants to use in an emergency is only part of the equation. To make herbal medicine truly effective in survival situations, you must understand how to properly source, store, and prepare your remedies to maintain their potency when you need them most. Sourcing begins with identifying the right plants in your environment. This requires careful study and observation, because confusing a helpful herb with a toxic look-alike can be dangerous. Start by focusing on plants native to your region and become skilled at identifying them in every